Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, Michelle and Nat Fitzgerald, owners of Make South Bend and curators of the Rebel Art Fest, talk about their love for River Park.
So, Michelle, we just celebrated our 8th anniversary.
Right.
Do you remember the first time we met?
Yeah. I was at the coffee shop. I worked at the coffee shop.
I ordered a salad, and I was picking off the tomatoes for my salad. Mm-hmm. And you said, "Are you not going to eat your tomatoes?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "No, I don't like tomatoes." And you said, "But they're good for your prostate."
I know. Looking out for you.
And that's when I knew.
He's like, this stranger really cares.
This girl cares about me a lot.
Did you eat them?
No, I do now. I do now. So yeah, but then we did start dating around that time.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Chicago.
Yeah, so I would drive out to visit you a lot, and you started to do some stuff, but you didn't stay very long. Why'd you come back, Nat?
Good question, Michelle. Well, so around 9 years ago, there was a group of people, it was when we were dating, a group of people called RPAC, River Park Arts Collective, Community, Commune, I don't know, Collection. But so there was the idea that it wasn't that South Bend didn't have any artists or musicians or opportunities for those people, it's just that there wasn't a community there. And so if you just like dug into it and were like, no, we're just going to like put down roots and intentionally try to make this a good city for the arts, then that'll work. And I said, oh man, okay, this what I'm doing over in Chicago sucks. I like that a lot more. And so I moved back.
But I mean, we were kind of drawn to River Park. One of our favorite dining establishments is there.
Yeah, our first date was at China House.
Yeah, you want to tell us about China House?
China House is fantastic. So, Rebel Art Fest.
Okay, so we started Rebel Art Fest just 3 years ago, though. And we had a good idea of what we wanted it to be.
But it was 6 weeks away, and we met with some people who were like,
no, you shouldn't do that yet.
That's too soon. You don't have time.
But the first show we did was a fall show, and like Nat said, like we just started planning it like with only 6 weeks to the date, and then we're like, okay, we just want to kind of get one under our belt, just kind of like see how it feels to run a festival. What are the logistics? How does this work with like
just
you
plan
running
it,
the music?
And if it's awful, it's awful.
And it actually was great.
It was awesome.
We had like a really good crowd for our first show. I feel like there were 500 people who walked through, and it was just like our little half a block, the street was blocked off.
And our parking lot.
The music was in the parking lot. And we had...
There's a house by our parking lot that's like...
Oh, they loved
it. It butts right up. Like, the edge of the parking lot is... There's like the 2 feet of their landscaping
rock. So they were right behind the stage. They were right behind the
stage.
And the
stage was set up next to their kitchen.
But they're cool people, and they like, enjoyed the music.
Like, I had seen them a couple times, but the guy comes up to me, and he's like... You're not right. Like, this is your thing? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you said it. He's an older guy, big mustache.
Sure, he was
like,
mad
I wasn't
not.
Sure if he was mad or not. I was like, man, this kicks ass. Like, awesome. Like, fantastic. We're so thrilled.
So, this area's got a lot. Like, it's got the greenhouse and the zoo and skate parks
and
Make
South Bend.
House.
And Make South Bend.
And the well. And like, a university is right there, John Adams. Like, there's a lot. The farmer's market is in that area. So I'm like, there's plenty in this little section of town that should be celebrated, but people aren't really being drawn over here for any reason.
No.
So that was the main thing. We wanted to do a cool festival to bring people over and like see what they were missing out on.
That was Michelle and Nat Fitzgerald, owners of Make South Bend and curators of the Rebel Art Fest. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.